practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio once again, as we do every Sunday morning at this same time, in order to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church somewhere. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to church today. Let's begin the program today with a song that's entitled Ever Faithful.
Shadows fall around me when the day turns into night. I am safe within His keeping, for He draws me to His side. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, clearly that my heart will not forget all the ways His grace has kept me. He has never failed me yet. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire and through the flood, trusting as He guides me, ever faithful through His love. Savior, Redeemer, Comforter and Friend, Healer, Provider, time again. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire and through the flood, I am trusting as He guides me.
Isn't it tremendous to know that we can trust the Lord because He will be faithful to us? He is faithful. The Bible emphasizes the faithfulness of God both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And I rejoice over the fact that no matter what we go through, no matter what we face, as Christians, God is there to be faithful to us. The Bible says, faithful is he who has called you, who also will do it, and how we can rejoice in that. Well, it truly is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I trust that you've had a good week, and I trust that you're looking forward to another Lord's Day, and that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where you can fellowship with others of like precious faith, and where you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and where you can grow in the things of the Lord. If you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30, and our morning service will be at 10:30. Now, this evening, we will not be meeting here at the Faith Baptist Church, but we will be meeting over at Lakemont Park at what we refer to as the casino, although we know that there has never been a game of chance there. But tonight is the beginning of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, the 103rd session of the Bible Conference. As far as we know, it is the longest, most continuous Bible conference of its kind in the country. There are other Bible conferences, but the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference is quite unique, and thank the Lord it is still going. And I would like to invite you to come on out to Lakemont Park tonight at 6 o'clock as we actually begin the conference. And we've been putting a lot of effort and time and prayer and planning into it, and it's going to begin tonight at 6 o'clock. And this evening, Dr. David Kistler will be speaking. But in addition to that, we're going to be having a piano organ concert with Ann Binkley and Jeffrey Kogan. And I would invite you to come on out to that. But throughout the course of this week, Monday through Friday, we will be gathering together. Tomorrow, of course, as Monday, it's always the first day of the week, correct? I believe so. I don't think that the woke folks have changed that yet. But tomorrow there is going to be a youth conference all day long, and I would encourage you to bring your young people out to that. And then beginning at 4 o'clock, then at 5:30, and then at 7 o'clock, the same schedule throughout the rest of the week, we will be gathering together. At 4 o'clock, we'll have a Bible session. At 5:30, we'll have a meal where we can fellowship together. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll gather once again for another Bible session. Our speakers this year are Dr. Wendell Calder and Dr. David Kistler. Our conference leader is David Kistler's brother, Dan. He's actually a twin brother. Our missionary guests are Ruth Coleman and Alex Tarosi. And our musicians include Kelly Moore, The His Songs, Kara Knight, and we'll be also having a children's conference every day with Carrie Biddle, who, of course, is with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Our youth rally tomorrow will be with Pastor Tim Binkley. It's going to be held there in the Lakemont Park itself, and we're just going to be having a great time in the Lord. And we would invite you to come on out to the 103rd session of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, beginning this evening at 6 o'clock there at the casino at Lakemont Park and going right on through to Friday night. And on Friday night, Kara Knight is going to be presenting to us a program entitled American Voices for Faith. It will be a tribute to American values, our veterans, and the faith in God that holds us together. And so I would encourage you to plan on being with us every night, beginning tonight at 6 o'clock and going right on through to Friday evening at 7 o'clock as we will be having a great time in the Lord. You know, it's important that we get together and study the Bible, and that's what this Bible conference is all about. As a matter of fact, the theme of the conference this week is earnestly contending for the faith, taken from Jude 3. And what we are finding today is that many Christians are really getting away from the basic elements of the faith. Not only is the world turning away from biblical truth, but many Christians are turning away from biblical truth as well. And so our study this week in the book of Jude, particularly based upon Jude 3, will be very applicable to each and every one of us. And I trust that you'll come out to the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference and be involved. Now, if you have any questions, you can call 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894, and our office personnel will give you all the answers to all of your questions. And so I would encourage you to call, pray for the conference, pray earnestly for it, and then come on out and be involved with it throughout the course of this week. The 103rd session of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, a ministry of the Way of Truth Ministries, which is the sister ministry of us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for the opportunity that we have to have a Bible conference. And that may be something strange to a lot of people, but it also is something that many people are involved with and are used to and are looking forward to. I thank you, Lord, for being faithful to the Bible Conference over these 103 years, and it is my prayer, Lord, that you will bless the Bible Conference this year. I also pray for each person listening to me at this moment. For those who do not know the Lord, it's my prayer that they'll come to know Christ, and to those who do know the Lord, I pray that you'll use the broadcast to build them in their walk with you. And so we commit this program into your hands. Use it for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled My Redeemer. It's not the one that you probably know, but it talks about our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to it. I think that you'll enjoy it. I think it'll be a blessing to your heart.
My Redeemer. Words won't come my way, and deep inside my silent accolades, I'll find my voice to sing of my Redeemer. Dark soul from the night. How can I repay my Redeemer? With his wounded hands, he helped my broken heart to stand. I never can repay my Redeemer, and I know upon this earth I'll never find the words that can express my heart or mind. My Redeemer, my Redeemer, my Redeemer.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, and I would like to read with you verses 5, 6, and 7, where the Word of God says, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. That's Psalm 16, verses 5, 6, and 7. And now, before I deliver a message entitled All Scripture, we're going to listen to a quartet sing that old song. I know you probably know this one. It's entitled Glad Day, talking about the time when we will see our Lord Jesus Christ. That will be a glad day.
There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a wonderful day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
When we live a million years in that wonderful place, basking in the love of Jesus, beholding His face,
it will seem but just a moment of praising His grace.
That will be a glad reunion day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a wonderful day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day. You know, I have a lot of friends who are there in heaven right now, including a lot of my own family members, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. But the tremendous thing about that day when we get to heaven is that we will see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. And truly, that is something to look forward to. We are living in a day when there are so many elements of bad news all around us. But when we see the Lord Jesus Christ, that will be good news. That will be a glad day, and I'm looking forward to it, and I know that many of you are as well. Today, I would like to share with you from a very, very familiar passage of Scripture that I'm certain that most of you know. Some of you probably have even memorized it. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. My message title is simply All Scripture. And note what the Word of God says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That passage of Scripture is a tremendous passage of Scripture because it tells us of the Word of God, its origin, and its effect. It says there that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, which means that it comes directly from God. And that's why we ought to pick up the Bible and read it on a consistent basis, because in all reality, the Bible is God's message to us. But as I look at those two verses, there are three points I want to share with you this morning. Number one, all Scripture is inspired. Number two, all Scripture is profitable. And number three, all Scripture is effective. First of all Scripture is inspired. You see it right there at the beginning of verse 16 of 2 Timothy 3. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And that means everything from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. I've emphasized that so many times on this program. But it's good to be reminded of what the Bible is. It is inspired of God. And that word inspired simply means God breathed. In other words, God breathed His Word into the authors of Scripture, the human authors of Scripture, to the point that whatever they wrote was exactly what He wanted them to write, and without error and without contradiction. I want to encourage you to keep three words in mind as it relates to the effect of the Word of God in our lives. First of all is the word revelation. Revelation is the fact that God revealed His Word to the human authors of the Scripture, and there were at least 40 of them. Inspiration is the fact that God breathed His Word into their hearts and minds as they wrote, to the point that the Bible is without error. And then illumination is the fact that God teaches us the Word of God through His Holy Spirit. But how we can rejoice over the fact that when we pick up the Bible and read it, it is the inspired Word of God. Therefore, it is to be our authority, and it is to be the guide of our life. The second thing we see here is that all Scripture is profitable. We are living in a day and age where we find that so many people are saying, well, the Word of God is not relevant. Well, it is relevant. It is as relevant and as up-to-date as tomorrow morning's news. And notice what 2 Timothy 3:16 says. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Profitable, relevant, very relevant, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. When it says that the Bible is profitable for doctrine, that means that it is the Bible that teaches us about God. It teaches us truth about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And we need to know that today, because we are living in a time when many people just have their own faulty views of God. Well, the Bible teaches us the right view about God and His expectations. Then the Bible is profitable for reproof. What that means is that the Word of God reveals sin to us. As we are in the Word of God and studying the Word of God, we will find that the Word of God will show us when we are living in sin or when we have an unconfessed sin in our lives. And that's why it is so profitable that we might live a holy life rather than a life with sin embedded into our hearts somewhere. Thirdly, the Scripture is profitable for correction. In other words, what that means is that it's the Word of God that sets us up straight after we have fallen. Sometimes we do stumble and fall into sin, but it's the reading of the Word of God that leads us to the faith and trust in the Lord that will set us up straight once again after we've fallen. In other words, it's the Word of God that reveals proper living to us. And then finally, the Scripture is profitable for instruction in righteousness, which means that it instructs us on how to live a righteous life that will please the Lord. And I think that that's so important, particularly for those of us who are Christians. You know, many Christians are struggling in their Christian life. And one of the reasons is because they are not in the Word of God. They are not receiving instruction in righteousness on a day-by-day basis. But when we are in the Word of God, when we are studying the Word of God, when we are obeying the Word of God, then the Word of God will instruct us on how to live the kind of a life that's pleasing to God. So all Scripture is profitable, is relevant for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and then for instruction in righteousness. Finally, all Scripture is effective. Verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3 says that the man of God, that's the Christian, the man, woman, boy, or girl, may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. You see, the Scripture is effective in that it furnishes those of us who are Christians, or I might put it this way, it equips those of us who are Christians to do the work and the will of God. God's Word is designed to make God's people the way God would have them to be. And that is perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Now, that word perfect doesn't mean completely without sin. Our sin will never be completely eradicated until we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. But what that passage teaches us is that when we are in the Word of God, it builds spiritual maturity in our life, and it equips us to do all the good works that God would have us to do. It's interesting to note that the Bible teaches us that once we come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, God desires us to perform good works. Over in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." You see, God has good works for each and every one of us who are Christians to perform. And the way that we can perform those good works is not to our own strength and not to our own fabrication, but by being in the Word of God. For when we are in the Word of God, it will equip us to do exactly what God wants us to do. So all Scripture is inspired, all Scripture is profitable, and all Scripture is effective. The question that I have today for you and for me is, are we applying the Word of God to our lives? Are we in the Word of God consistently? Do we have our daily time with the Lord in His Word? I would encourage you to see to it as a Christian that you read the Bible every day, that you study the Bible every day, and that you obey the Bible every day, and then the Bible will really come alive to you and equip you to be the Christian that God would have you to be. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I encourage you today to call upon His name and be saved. And if you make that decision for Christ, contact us here at the church, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Now, don't forget the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference begins at 6 o'clock tonight there at the casino at Lakemont Park here in Altoona, and it will run right on through Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Two services every day, 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, with a meal in between. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Folks, remember, the very best is yet to come.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.